It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
Two consecutive losses, but still in first place. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines. The Pittsburgh Steelers dropped two straight. Last week against the Denver Broncos on the road, and then Sunday night after being up 23-7, fell to the Los Angeles Chargers at home. Head coach Mike Tomlin had this to say about his team's recent slide.
Disappointing game in a lot of ways. First and foremost, the result. Got to win those. We didn't. The consequences, we'll absorb it. We'll be back.
Tomlin said the team was plagued by penalties, some of which some say were incorrect calls against the Steelers. He held his tongue from criticizing the referees who officiated the game, as he has been fined before for his comments.
We didn't establish rhythm in the beginning of the second half. We had a couple drives killed by penalties, holding penalties. It's catastrophic. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to do that because I sent enough money to New York.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. Rookie safety Terrell Edmonds says his team can't rely on shoulda, coulda, woulda. It's about execution, and according to him, the Steelers fell short.
Can't really point the finger in games like this. It's a team effort throughout the whole thing. If defense would have stopped them on the last drive or offense would have scored a touchdown, either way, we would have won the game, but we just got to keep on working together, just stay together as a team, and we still got a long road left. We got four more games, and then we got playoffs, so we got to just keep it rocking.
All-Pro center Marquise Pouncey also giving remarks, saying his team just simply needs to execute.
We just got to keep working. This ain't the first time we couldn't put up points in the second half like that, and we'll get on film and look at the things that we'll correct, and we'll keep pushing forward, trust me.
The Steelers are heading to another road game, this time out west again, as they prepare to face the Oakland Raiders, who have officially been eliminated from playoff contention. They go into this game a half game ahead of the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers are 7-4-1. The Ravens are 7-5. What happens in the next week will most certainly determine who reigns supreme in the AFC North. Stay tuned. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sidelines Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365. Tune in radio or online at urbanmediatoday.com.